Here's the head coach of the Toronto Raptors, Nick Nurse. Nick, how did the information, how did the news reach you and the team yesterday afternoon that Kobe Bryant had died?
Well, I just came out of my pregame press conference back to my office there in the locker room, and a couple members of our PR staff were there saying they got news about an accident involving Kobe, and they would check some more details and come back to me. So that was my first kind of information that I got from it.
Nick, we were just discussing this. How do you, when you found out the actual news, how did you compose yourself? And that's what I always marvel about coaches, how they put their own emotions aside and they hold it together for the team. You had probably had to talk with Pop and figure out what you guys were going to do as far as a tribute to start the game. How did you go about doing that?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be completely honest with you. I really had no idea what to do. You know, as it filtered around the locker room, you guys would probably imagine it was tough, you know, for the guys, shocking, and some personal relationships there and some guys that worked with Kobe, et cetera. And it was a really tough locker room to be in. And I didn't really know to address it, to show the film, to, you know, I didn't know, so I went back to my office to think about it a little bit and decided to go ahead and, you know, show the pregame edit like we always would. And then I just grabbed the players outside the locker room and talked to them a little bit in a huddle and just to, you know, let them know that, you know, I was acknowledging it and that we would think of something to do. And if they didn't want to play, I said, that's fine, just let me know. And if you do want to try it and you can't, then let me know during the game. But let's just stick together and get through it and do our jobs, you know?
So how would that have happened, Nick? Are you saying you were prepared to forfeit the game?
No. I was meaning individually, you know, like if a guy, you know, I was like, if you play, then just tell me you didn't play and we try somebody else and till we, you know, whatever. But it was weird. We got the ball going up pretty quickly after the news. You know, I think we were the game right there shortly after the news broke. So it was we didn't really have much time to think about it or what was going to happen or what to do, et cetera. So we just kind of, like always, the ball goes up, you know, when it says it's going to go up, and it went up, and we were going to try to figure out how it went from there.
Nick, the ball did go up, and both teams decided to take the 24-second violation. Whose idea was that, to do that for a tribute?
Well, we were just talking. A few of you guys know Alex McKechnie, our head of sports science, who's spent a lot of time with the Lakers and Kobe, and we're talking about some stuff, and talked to Fred and Kyle and the referees, and then Pop as well, and we just decided that, you know, 24 seconds, he wore 24, it was a good, you know, good way, you know, I thought, to do something to honor him, and it was, you know, we just wanted to do something, I guess, you know.
With Nick Nurse, the head coach of the Raptors. So when you get yourself into the NBA, especially, I guess, as a head coach, but even just an assistant coach, you're in the fraternity. You're a part of the NBA world. How does that change your perception of a great player, an iconic player, a guy like Kobe, compared to, you know, prior to you getting there when you were just observing as more of a fan? How does it change your relationship with a guy like that, a player like that, once you're in the NBA?
Well, I didn't really have a relationship with Kobe and any of that stuff, but, you know, I'm a coach, and I study the game, and I relish the history of the game, and certainly he came through what I would consider my era. I think we only coached against him a couple times as an assistant, couple of years, you know, in the last couple of years of his career. But certainly, you know, he was one of the greatest, and certainly watched him a lot and read a lot about him and watched how he operated, see what you could learn from how he competed, how he worked in the off season, how he played hard every night, how he played defense. How, you know, he was a champion. And I think when you're a coach studying the game, you see a lot of his games. You know, you see a lot of his games and a lot of the success and drive and stuff. But as far as the relationship and stuff, I didn't have one with him.
Obviously, his reputation is well known as a guy. You know, his work ethic was second to none. He was someone that would get on teammates, get on coaches. There's videos, you know, circulating all over the place now about how he believed you worked harder in practice than you did in the game, and you'd show up and you'd battle and you'd compete. And, you know, I don't know if that's still the case in the NBA with sports science being the way that it is. How would that apply today? If you had a player, you know, of his ilk and his mentality on your team, I'm sure that's something you would embrace considering his talents, but does it feel like everything he represented, is it still represented in the NBA?
Well, I believe that, you know, guys can still go out there and compete hard and you know, like we want to win, and we understand you got to play defense, and we understood that. We understand how hard you got to play to play at championship level. I think guys also understand how much time and effort it takes in the off days or in the summer to get better at their craft and become better players. I think that there's guys playing one-on-one after practice like Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen and Kobe Bryant and whoever he was playing against. I don't know that that's happening as much as it used to 10 years ago or 20 years ago or whatever. But I do believe that our guys work extremely hard, take care of themselves. You know, they put in a full day's work. It's just a little different, you know.
Nick, DeMar DeRozan was pretty clear in the fact that he idolized Kobe Bryant. He watched Kobe Bryant, and he tried to model his game after Kobe. Are there parts of DeMar's game where you see that Mamba mentality?
Well, for sure. I think DeMar has a lot of the same skills and a lot of the same moves. And obviously, the mid-range, you know, game around the elbows and the free throw line where the turn and the shoot over you and a lot of that footwork and pump faking and things like that. There's a lot of similarities there, yeah.
With Nick Nurse, head coach of the Raptors, Kobe Bryant's most famous regular season game was the 81-point game against the Raptors back in 06. And I'm watching Pascal Siakam in the first quarter yesterday. I'm thinking this guy might go off for 81 himself. I don't know if you were thinking 81, but were you thinking, man, this guy could hit 50 or 60 the way he was hitting shots in the first quarter?
Yeah, you know what? I think, I'll be completely honest with you, I wasn't maybe, I was in a little bit of a daze out there too. I was really just trying to manage, keep an eye on lots of things. There was people that running the clocks that were struggling. I was just trying to encourage them and the referees and keep our guys. I looked up and saw he had 30, and that was the first time I knew it. I mean, I knew he was rolling and hitting some shots, and I kind of went over and sat down with the coach, and I said, "You guys know Pascal has 30?" I was like, "Holy smokes!" So I didn't know, and then I didn't really know he only had, like, you know, 4 or 5 in the second. So I was a little bit out of it, yet still kind of lost in the game. I was really working hard on trying to figure out how to stop them because they were getting hot and we were changing defenses like crazy, just trying to figure out how to give our guys a chance to win the game.
Well, you know, obviously with what happened yesterday, I think everyone expected it to have an eerie feeling in the building, and I think you've expressed that well, that it wasn't your normal game. But in terms of those details, you know, games 1 through 82 and into the playoffs, how often are you really tracking, you know, specific details like that with your players? Or is it more big picture stuff?
Well, I think normally if a guy's got 30, I'm at least aware, somewhat aware of it, you know.
Right.
If I were to look down and saw you at 15, I probably would have said, yeah, that sounds about right. Or, you know, so I think it was, well, he was great, and I missed some of it. Put it that way.
Well, he's rolling now, and you guys are as well. And
good.
Back in action tomorrow night with Atlanta in town. So best of luck tomorrow night. Always appreciate you taking time for us on any given day, but especially a day like today. Thank you for this, Nick.
Okay. Good talking to you. Take care, everybody.
There he is, Nick Nurse, head coach of the Raptors. And that, I guess that's what I expected, but he was, you know, pretty open and honest with us. Like, yeah. I was in my own kind of haze throughout the game.
And I never thought about when he was saying, you know, the scorekeepers, like other people who are working, the game ops people, are just as affected by this, I'm sure, as some of the players. Like, some of those game ops people in San Antonio might have been doing that for the last 20 years.
Right.
They know Kobe Bryant, you know?
Lots of history.
So this is, you know, you don't think about all those other people who are really having to power through. And as Nick just said, having him just, everyone trying to keep the balls in the air, like, literally, and get through that game. And as Nick said, missing some of the finer points because they just were waiting for the buzzer.